Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Stephanie Martin. Shareholders and Wall Street analysts are watching Yahoo stock closely this morning. The Sunnyvale-based internet giant shares plunged almost 20% during the first hour of trading yesterday, following news that Microsoft has withdrawn its nearly $47.5 billion takeover bid. For more on how this is playing out, I spoke with Wired.com senior editor Dylan Tweeney. I asked him how Silicon Valley has reacted to the news that Microsoft is out of the picture, at least for now.
I think the Silicon Valley breathed a huge sigh of relief over the weekend. A lot of people were, their initial reaction was to be elated. You know, folks here were never really that psyched about the idea of Microsoft buying one of the hometown heroes, and I think they're happy to see that the deal is off the table right now.
Is this basically an emotional reaction from folks in the Valley, or is it really a common sense gut feeling that this is the right thing for the company?
This is absolutely an emotional reaction. I think anybody who owns Yahoo stock would probably have looked at Microsoft's offer at $33 as a really good deal and would have been happy to sell at that. I mean, that represents an incredible premium over what Yahoo is trading at before Microsoft made its offer. I think it was around $19 in February when Microsoft first made the offer. And it's probably a lot better than anybody else is going to offer. And, you know, Yahoo stock is not going to see that price for a long time, if ever. So from a strictly financial point of view, the merger would have been a great idea for a lot of people in the Valley. But from an emotional point of view, Microsoft is the enemy for a lot of people here, and they just really don't want to have anything to do with it, even if it does make fiscal sense.
Can you talk a little bit more about Yahoo being a hometown hero in Silicon Valley?
Yahoo is really, I think, one of the, probably the greatest success story to come out of the dot-com boom. I mean, it really embodies a lot of the kind of optimism and the work culture that grew up during the dot-com boom, that sort of casual approach, the embrace of open source, Unix-based software. It's got really kind of this iconoclastic and sort of consumer-friendly and low-key attitude. And I think people really regard it as kind of an example of the best that Silicon Valley produced during that time. Now, unfortunately, thanks to mismanagement over the past couple of years, Yahoo has kind of stumbled, but I think people still have a really visceral love of the company and a visceral attachment to it that dates back to the early days.
In what ways has it stumbled?
Well, I think really under Terry Semel's management, it was a five-year period when Yahoo really failed to integrate a lot of its acquisitions very well. It didn't get on to the social networking trend very early on. And it kind of lost a lot of ground in search technology and in particular in advertising management technology to Google. The challenge for Yahoo now is to figure out how to kind of bring all those excellent pieces that it has to bring them back together so that it can start to have more of a coherent strategy. I mean, they really have to try to get their act together, start integrating their products. They have a new strategy that seems to be keyed into a lot of social networking technologies. And that makes a lot of sense given the way people use Yahoo. I mean, it's really a site for getting information and interacting with other people. You know, it doesn't have a lot of the features of social networks like Facebook or MySpace, but it's not a big stretch to imagine adding those features on. So if they can execute on that, I think they'll be in much better shape either as a standalone company or possibly as an acquisition target further down the line.
Dylan Tweeney, thank you so much.
It was really my pleasure.
Dylan Tweeney is a senior editor with Wired.com. I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED Public Radio.